Time now for Barb's Wire. I'm chatting to you about everything that's happening in and around capetalk.co.za. Barb's, the COVID stats may reveal to anti-vaxxers and the vaccine hesitant people that they should be getting the jab. And we keep on saying this. The fact of the matter is in the stats.
That's why I'm mentioning it today.
It is in the research. It is there. If you don't want to believe your mom or your father or your sister, or you don't believe anything, look at it at the stats, and that's where you'll get the information.
Yeah, and I am referring to an article that's now a good day old, but I still think it's worth us mentioning on air for anyone who might have missed it. It was on News 24, and this was a report that the NICD put out, so it's reputable data, that almost 90% of people hospitalized in China in the last 2 weeks were not vaccinated. And I do agree with you, Zane. I think this is the proof of the pudding is in the eating. If we see, as our health minister Joe Parkleigh said, that by the end of the week we're going to have 10,000 new infections a day. If that is the case, my interest will be, I don't care how many people, how many infections there are. I care how many people end up in hospital with serious COVID and possibly die. So if we have 10,000 infections a day in a week's time, but very few people end up in hospital, it means the jabs are working for those that are infected.
That was proven in Britain, wasn't it?
Yes, and in other countries. But if many people end up in hospital with serious COVID in a week's time and they're unvaccinated, then please, anti-vaxxers, you can explain that to me.
Wake up.
Yeah.
I think that is the bottom line.
The bottom line is this is how we're going to see the efficacy of the vaccines on serious illness,
but then also
what we really worried
also
about.
Don't be an anti-vaxxer. Don't be a person who doesn't want to take the vaccine, but then you also want to have a normal life and run around without a mask and
correct.
Things like that.
If you want to be an anti-vaxxer, or you know, then stay home and you know stay out of public spaces.
Unfortunately, that's it. Moving on. This is quite weird. I mean, you know, you're not sure if anyone heard this one, but I mean, I resigned from Twitter.
Yeah.
This is Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter.
Right.
I've heard about getting divorced over WhatsApp and getting dumped over WhatsApp, but resigning on Twitter.
It was quite interesting. So Jack Dorsey, for those that might not know, is the founder and CEO of Twitter, which is such an enormous social media company, has so much some kind of influence. I mean, although we do laugh about Twitter and we kind of say, you know, it's such a minuscule voice really, but Twitter has impact. And he has resigned from Twitter, and he's resigned as the head of Twitter, but I don't think he's off Twitter. Mm-hmm. And he sort of went onto Twitter and he posted his full resignation letter. And I think what he said, if you haven't heard, he said on his tweet, I've resigned, in case you haven't heard. And I think what was interesting was that he spoke about how people often say that companies should always be led by their founders in order to be most successful. And he says he doesn't agree with this. And after 16 years in the role, he says he thinks it's time to leave. And he explains why. And he says, there's often a lot of talk about the importance of a company being founder-led. He said, ultimately, I believe that's severely limiting and a single point of failure. And he goes on to explain his reasons why sometimes the founder should leave in order to give new blood, new space, a new way of doing things. Correct. And I thought that was actually a very interesting point, because ego often makes the founder stay until the day they die. And he's saying he has put a succession plan in place. He has a new CEO that's been running it, who is brilliant, the name of Parag. And he said he feels that everything, it's going to be excellent. And he said, third of all, the users are the reason he's doing this. His staff are the reason he's doing this, because he says his staff have really, you know, they live the brand and the company. And so he feels he can step back. So he said at the end, P.S., I'm tweeting this email. My one wish is for Twitter Inc. to be the most transparent company in the world. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
He is a slightly different kind of person.
And you know, this is the key thing, is that once you've instilled the culture into the people who work for you, you don't need anything else. Once those
people often hold the reins beyond
power. It's more than power than anything else.
Beyond the time that they need to. So I thought that was an interesting lesson for us.
Yeah, so once you give up power, you start creating space for innovation. You start creating space for new ideas, for new voices, for new things to come. And that breathes freshness into Twitter, and that will take Twitter into just another higher level, which
and possibly
is
more inclusivity, you know, different voices. I mean, he would have been a very particular voice. And although I think he did try and do that, sometimes you have to step away to give people room to step up.
Does he say what he's going to do next?
No. Okay. I'm sure he doesn't need, I mean, he's got enough money to do whatever he likes.
Good luck, Jack Dorsey. He's probably going to be sailing the seas in a yacht. our last story is that there's some good news that the Yorkie that was found on the cliffs at Chapman's Peak after a mom and daughter tragically died in November is finally going to a wonderful home.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, this story in early November was something that really shocked and rocked Cape Townians. And at the time, it was very unclear what had happened and what had resulted in the two missing fisher women who were then found dead. That was Susanna Ranamer Jacobs and her daughter, Melissa. I mean, I think looking back at that story, that I think it could have been a tragic accident. I mean, it just seems to me, I know we're speculating, there were ashes of her younger son who had died some years ago on the cliff with the little dog. And it, for all we know, it could have been they were taking a picture, something happened, one slipped, the other might have tried to save her, but they both did end up dying. And we don't know why. I mean, I'm sure the police investigation is ongoing, but I do think it could have been a very tragic accident, because why would you leave a little beloved little dog on the cliff behind you? Anyway, the dog was found 5 days later, this little dog called Shauna. And since then, it was staying with neighbors of the women, but they couldn't keep the dog. And so there was this social media campaign to try and get assistance to get the little doggy to these women's family, to her sister in Johannesburg. And then Animal Travel South Africa stepped in after seeing these social media posts and said, we'll make sure that little Shauna gets to the auntie in Joburg. And so they have. And I think it was about a week or so ago that they finally did that, and they've posted pictures on social media of one of the women from Animal Travel South Africa holding little Shauna, and I just thought it was just very sweet, but also very, very sad. But it seems like the little doggy's doing okay and will soon be in the arms of related family.
When these kind of stories actually come around, you have that faith in humanity, and you have that faith that, you know, even after you've passed on, somebody will take care of your loved little pet.
I always worry about that.
That's it. Yeah.
You know, and do they ever, and I think I'd send you the pictures. I mean, that's the lady from Animal Travel Services. I mean, it's just very, very sweet. And I hope that little Shauna, because they do remember their owners.
Yeah.
They're very emotionally attached. So let's just hope she continues in her life happily.
There we go. A little Shauna, the Yorkshire Terrier that was discovered by investigators at Chapman's Peak, and is fortunately on her way to Joburg with the compliments of Animal Travel Services. All those stories and more on capetalk.co.za.